USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March. The vice president has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The organizers of tennis's four Grand Slams are pledging to address player concerns about mental health. This after four-time champion and number two player in the world, Naomi Osaka, pulled out of the French Open, citing anxiety about talking with the media and long bouts of depression. Osaka was fined $15,000 for skipping out on reporters. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is ending another Trump-era policy.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy Tuesday, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their case to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was expected to end the program as promised during his presidential campaign. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Negotiations continue on Wednesday between Democrats and Republicans regarding a massive infrastructure upgrade. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Wednesday. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they're talking about having a week to do that, and I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
A Los Angeles County firefighter is dead and another hurt after a shooting at a fire station. A vigil was held on Tuesday night for Tony Carlton as community members were still in shock.
He deserves to be honored, and what happened today is just tragic.
We are a family. We live, we work, we cry together, and we just don't think something like this would happen.
You think it's a very safe place to go back to. We're always helping others, and in this case, it was the reverse.
The murderer then returning to his house, setting it on fire, and killing himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.